I am a mental health nurse with experience working on a PQ, acute, forensics and a health-based place of safety. I also have my own lived experience of mental health. I would define sexual safety as the right for a person to feel safe from sexual harm. Psychological and physical safety is important for healing to take place. And I think without that, a person is less likely to recover from their difficulties. I believe feelings of safety are unique to the individual, so we should work with our patients to find out what it means to them and work to create a culture together where any incident of sexual violence is not tolerated and a person feels safe and able to speak up if they do not feel safe and know that steps will be taken to protect them from further harm and that they will be believed. Sexual safety is important to women in inpatient care because I know that up to or above 50% have experience of sexual harassment, assault or abuse prior to coming into mental health services or hospital. Hospitals should be a place that promotes recovery, but unfortunately too many women are re-traumatised by a lack of understanding about triggers and the impact of things such as restraint or one-to-one observations. Thankfully, sexual safety incidents are relatively rare, and there is growing awareness of iatrogenic trauma and the acknowledgement that there are times when we may think that we are helping, but we are actually causing harm. I support sexual safety by working with key stakeholders to champion change. I work with other professionals and encourage them to overcome their personal barriers and talk to patients about sexual safety. We should put our professional duties above any personal discomfort. 5 take-home messages. Number 1, sexual safety is everyone's business. Number 2, acknowledge that a perpetrator can be another patient, a relative, a colleague, or in the case of iatrogenic trauma, ourselves. Number 3, assume trauma. A person should not have to disclose previous abuse for you to have discussions around preferences of key workers, whether they want to be on a single sex or a mixed sex ward, to know that if, as a last resort, they do need to be therapeutically held or restrained, how this can be done in a way that causes the least harm. Number 4, know your local services and resources, charities, independent sexual violence advisors, and domestic violence help services. Number 5, don't exclude minority groups. Minority groups have unique needs that make them both at higher risk and less likely to disclose sexual violence. Take into account a person's culture, religion, sexual orientation, whether they are transgender or transitioning, or whether they have learning difficulties or other needs when considering any intervention and how to keep your ward safe.